Blog Talk Radio.
Known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
To all of you, God bless all of you. This is Ambassador Bernard Johnson. God bless you and you. Praise the Lord for his goodness and kindness. It's a brand new day. Thank you, Jesus. A brand new Monday. Amen. God so multitudinous. Bless his holy name. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I'm just so happy to address you as my father. You're the best dad anybody could ever have. You've been there every step of the way. Blessing, helping, lifting, nurturing, leading, guiding, teaching, just everything. You are my everything. I dare not come to you and ask you to forgive me. Every sin I've committed, sins of commission and the sins of omission, the things I should have done you've told me to do, I'm trying.
Oh God,
thank you for your long suffering. God, we appreciate you more than we can express in human words. We thank you 1,000 times a day or more. Thank you for the privilege now, for giving us the vision, Lord, to lead people all over the world, and to thanking you 1,000 times. We say this with all humility, but we know what's happening.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we thank you in the name of Jesus that now we're able to give you 1 billion praises a night to people all over the world joining us. Oh, God, I never will forget when you led us on the plane. Didn't know what you were leading us to, but God, now you brought it. And may I ask you for healing virtue for the people everywhere. Somebody's sick, in trouble, physically. Touch, touch, touch. Heal that back problem, that throat problem, that neck problem, that head problem, chronic headaches. Oh,
my Lucy, yes, to my Lord.
To do exceeding abundantly above all, my God, we can ask a thing. Touch those eyes, heal those eyes, heal those ears, heal cells in the body, I pray.
Oh, God, in the name.
Lord, heal cancer, all kinds of cancer. Cancer, throat cancer, head cancer.
Glory, hallelujah.
Flow in the body. In the name of Jesus. Heal brain disorders and blood clots. In the name of Jesus. Oh, tumors in the body. Heal. Oils, heal. All kind of problems. Look on those memory problems and masses on the brain. Heal the medulla oblongata problems. Everything. God, we seek you. Touch everywhere. Heal that heart. Oh, God. Touch. Blockage. And block the blockage. Oh, God. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God, touch lupus. Heal lupus, sickle cell, and leukemia. All these things, Lord.
Yes.
High blood, bring it down. Low blood, bring it up. Touch. Thinning of the blood. Oh, God, heal. Diabetes, heal. Disease in the blood, heal. Transfusion.
Heal.
Bring a massive healing on this prayer line. Touch.
Jesus.
And then, Lord, look on our loved ones who are incarcerated.
Yes.
God, help them. What strenuous situations they've been placed
in. Bless them, Lord.
Need your help. You're all they have. God, touch, help them. And release it. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you for the releases that are coming now. Thank you. Four. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless everywhere. Again, you said four. We love you and we thank you for all things. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. Oh, God, I pray for financial blessings. People, God, gotta have a miracle. And you are the miracle worker. I'm talking to you, Lord, because you can do it when no one else can. Bless, help, strengthen, bring out. Let them come out shining with their hands up. Giving you glory and giving you honor and giving you praise.
Yes,
we salute you as our hero. We cherish you. We celebrate you. We esteem thee. We extol thee. We lift you up higher than anything and any person on the face of this earth. Thank you, God. Help the people to not let oppression and depression determine their progression. In Jesus' name. We depend on you. We praise you. God, change their disposition to a higher position, to one of greater faith and greater joy. Thank you for hope and peace. Lord, look on our president of the nation. You said pray for him, and I do. Help our nation. Turn the situation around. Don't let the enemy destroy it. But give unity all over the world. Help America to be a leader of Christianity. Help America to be a leader in the will of God. To bless Israel. Bless Jerusalem. God, we thank you for it. And now, Lord, we love you and we praise you. Forgive us for everything. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Forgive me for being so long this morning. Well, I don't apologize for the prayer. But God bless all of you on the prayer line. This is a good day to praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm going straight to the praise reports. I know you got some. I want y'all to recognize miracles when God does a miracle for you. You got to recognize a miracle. I'm trying to get you more miracles. But you're not going to really get them if you don't recognize miracles. Why would anybody give you other miracles if you can't even recognize what they've done for you? God gives you miracles after miracles, and you can't even recognize and minimize what he's done for you. That's not good. Not good at all. It causes you to miss many of your blessings because you just don't simply recognize what he is doing for you. Amen. I want you to, because if you did, you'd have all kind of praise reports. You don't even know. God has been so good to you. It's hard to imagine how good he's been to you. Yeah, the things he's done for you, and some of y'all just miss him. Take him for granted. Take him for granted. And he's been so ultra awesome to you. And that's not a good feeling, to be taken for granted. Learn to recognize how God has blessed you, how God has helped you. You just take things, open your eyes and see, and think it's, you know, just a regular. I wish you could change places. Well, I don't want to say that, because of God, honor my words. But I'll say this. Can you just imagine how a person who's blind feels? Woke up this morning and can't see nothing. And here you are, you open your eyes, and you can see all around you. Now, and then you go to complaining. Can you just imagine how a person who's deaf feels? Woke up this morning and he can't hear nothing. She can't hear nothing. And yet you hear me right now. Can you imagine a person in the hospital woke up and can't even move their hand? Well, you can really imagine that, because you probably had a dream where you couldn't move your finger. And you felt if you could just move your finger, you would be all right. Can you imagine people who can't move nothing? Stroke victims, okay? They might move the right side, but they're incapacitated on the left side. You got to learn, God, every moment God is doing miracles for you, and yet you just steadily complaining. No, my God, I'm trying to help you. Hope I can. I learned some time ago that you can't help a person who doesn't want help. I said it like that. They don't want help. How you going to help them? If they think they're so perfect and they got it all together, it's hard. That's a fool, a foolish person. It's difficult to help people like that. But learn to recognize a miracle so you can get more miracles. God will bless you more. Amen. Amen. My old pastor, Dr. S. E. Mitchell, used to say, I said it and I'll die before I take it back. I'm not going to say that. I must say I said it, but I'll live before I take it back. Amen. You got to appreciate God more. This generation we got now, they are people who are just selfish. They only think about themselves. And they got it, honestly, because this whole generation is like that. They're selfish people, very selfish. But learn to appreciate what God has done for you and think about others. It's very, very important. Amen, that you don't let yourself get into the trend the devil is trying to do to people. Take away compassion, take away love, take away that caring about others and doing others right. That's the enemy. That's the devil. And learn to appreciate what God is doing for you. That's where it comes from. That appreciation comes from God. You gotta learn to accept that trait about the Lord. He always was concerned about others. Jesus was always never talking about himself, never doing for himself. He was always concerned about helping other people. All right? If God did something for you and you say, Dr. Johnson, I'm not one of those people who God gave me a miracle and I don't even know he gave me when I see it, share it with people. Because Psalms 105 tells us, make known his deeds among the people. I'm going to open the line up to you. I want to thank those who do. Thank those who do recognize. Thank those who do recognize his ultra awesome blessing. In the name of Jesus, tell of his goodness. Somebody on the prayer line this morning, get those prayers for me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for those prayers that went up for me early. I guess I'm talking a lot because I thank God I experienced a miracle here. I woke up with my nose bleeding yesterday. This morning I woke up with my nose bleeding. And yesterday I was on the highway, just got on the highway, and I got dizzy. I mean, so dizzy that I didn't know what to do. I had to pull over. Well, I was trying to get over, but they wouldn't let me over. Finally, I got over, and I felt better. Instantly, the Lord touched me. And I don't need no pity parties. I just want you to pray for me. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because I feel good in the spirit, in my soul, in my body. I feel good now. Just keep me in your prayers, all of you. Who will get those praise reports?
I'll do that this morning, Dr. Johnson. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is the voice of Ambassador Stern. I want to say good morning, great leader, Ambassador Dr. Vernard Johnson. Good morning to you, man of God. So glad that God allowed you to pull over to the side of the road and you're here in the land of the living. Good morning to sweet Lady Betty and to our most gracious and humble the mother of the nation, Mother Atlee Johnson, all of the great saints of God that is on the line this morning. And we greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're at our praise report this morning. And I want to start out by saying I truly bless God this morning. I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise. I was blessed all weekend long, had a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July with my own family. We just had a wonderful time. We went to the carnival to Great Lake Days later that evening. Was so very blessed. Had a wonderful, amen, day all day Saturday. Was see, praise the Lord, one of the saints of God. They took us out and just and dined us, and I appreciate everything. And then come back on Sunday. My God, what awesome service we had all day long. And I just thank God that he's allowed me to be among the land of the living. So God bless you all on this morning. We're opening the line to you to give your praise report. Because it's a good thing to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Shall there be such a one, would you? You're on the line.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Mother Johnson from Kansas City, I'm just so happy and glad to be a part of the prayer line this morning. The Lord woke me up on time, and I'm thanking God. On the 4th of July, we had a wonderful time with the family, large family. And there were so many came from the aim to be in the home of my daughter and myself and my daughter's home. And the Lord just blessed. They had a wonderful time together. And I have apologized. I have apologized. I thought I was in the presence of Sister Gina's sister. But after, on Monday or Tuesday, after the 4th of July was over, I learned that I was in the presence of Evangelist Sims, not knowing that she was in the home of my daughter, in our presence, sitting in the room with us. I thought it was Sister Gina's sister, but God bless you, please forgive me. I didn't know I was in the presence of this abandoned woman. But God bless her and bless all of you. And I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson because I'm doing very well. The Lord is blessing me, and I thank God for him. God bless you, too. Bless me. Pray for me.
Bless you, Mother Johnson. It's so good to hear Mother Johnson first thing in the morning on the prayer line giving those wonderful praises and to know that the saints just embrace her presence anytime they get a chance. Amen. Is there anyone else with a praise report this morning? You're on the line.
It's Mr. Peterson. I thank God today. I thank praise. He's found my life for the weekend. I just thank you. Because God is good, because I could have been gone on, but you are found my life. And I just thank him for it. I just thank him. And that you was all so much. You was all we had a good time. But then the devil, came on trying to set me up, and they almost left me, but thank God he saved my life. And continue to keep praying for me, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. I just thank you, my thank you, my thank you, my thank you, my thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you this morning. Person that the Lord did spare your life, and we thank God with you on this morning. Is there anyone else this morning with a praise report? You are on the line.
God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky, just praising God, praising God, praising God. I know God is a good God. And somebody said, yes, he is. So I'm praising God just for his goodness and his blessings, praising God for family that traveled from Chicago down this weekend, and thanking God for a good fellowship service on yesterday, praising God for how he has answered prayers and how he has healed. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God for a wonderful worship service. And we thank God for another day's journey that we can lift up his name and glorify him. Hallelujah. And just praise him. And I just want to thank God especially for all those on the prayer line that send up prayers for me. It's not that I don't need it, but it's because that God is so good that he placed me in your heart to say a prayer for me, to send up a prayer for me. And I'm thanking God and praise God for our leaders today, and thank God for Ambassador Stearns doing the praise report. God bless everyone.
God bless you, great woman of God, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you on this morning. Amen. And we embrace those thank yous and amen from the prayer line, from you to us. God bless you. Amen. Is there anyone with a praise report this morning? We want to start our week off with a good report to the Lord. Mm-hmm. You're on the line.
This is Sister Jillian Garnett. You should eat the good of the land. I just thank God for the first two prayer lines. Thank God for Dr. Stern and Mother Johnson and to First Lady Betty and to all the whole staff. I just thank the Lord. He has really been good to me. He is doing bona fide miracles for me. He has answered my prayers so many times. And I just thank God. I don't ever want to take God for granted. And he is good. And Dr. Johnson, you be encouraged. And First Lady, yeah, you all be encouraged because God is good. Amen.
Amen. What an awesome praise report this morning. Amen. We are excited about what God is over the land on First Fruit prayer line, and it's just good to hear how the other saints are enjoying the Lord in the land of the living. Is there another praise report? You're on the line.
Good morning. This is Sister Gina from Kansas, and I just want to thank the Lord for another day, for how he woke us all up this morning and allowed us to get on this prayer line. I thank the God for my leader, my pastor, Dr. Bernard Johnson, how he brought an awesome message on yesterday, I shall recover it all. My goodness, that message was powerful on yesterday. And how all week long the Lord used him during the Ames Convention, even in the children's ministry. And I want to say, Pastor, get some rest. We love you. We love you here on First Fruit. And God bless all of you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Deaconess Ambassador-elect, amen, was on the line. And one thing I could say about her, she loves her pastor. Amen. And lifts him up, and I like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else that has a praise report this morning? You are on the line. Someone else? Someone else want to let the Lord know how much you appreciate him. It says, with us, with all of
praise
you.
The Lord, Dr. Stern, and everyone on the prayer line. I give God the glory for another day. Another day I have never seen before, and I just want to proclaim and announce to the world that he is real, and he's real in my soul. My praise report, I thank God that I have my right mind. I have my hands. I can lift him up, and I have a voice. I can open up my mouth and just tell him thank you. I am thankful just to breathe the breath of God. I am thankful that I have 2 feet this morning, that he's already ordered my steps in him. Glory to God. I thank God for my family. Glory to God. And I give him honor, and God bless all of you. Saints of God, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the ambassadors and the household of faith. This is a new day. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad in it. And then he says this word again. Again, I say rejoice. Don't look at your circumstance. Just rejoice. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice, because there is a blessing just for you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, thanks. That's life right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Energetic always. And we thank God for Prophetess Stiff. Amen. That's waking us up this morning. Amen. With a right now praise report. Dr. Johnson, do you want me to go on? I'll put it in back into your
I'm all right. Fine. That's good. You did a great job, Ambassador Stern. We appreciate you so much. Amen. I want to I didn't get my station identification. I wonder, is Ambassador Hagen, are you still able to give us that station identification? If so, I open the line up to you, that you might tell us about the blog. God is
praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. We hear Dr. Johnson. God bless you, sir. Good morning to you. Good morning to Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the ambassadors, to all of the staff and assistants, to all of the other broadcasters, as well as all of the listeners from all around the world. We are broadcasting live from the live studio, Blog Talk Radio, NPA, on Blog Talk Radio, and we can be, and we're being heard all over the world. We can be calling into the studio, or you may call in at 347-947-0207, and we're being heard in Russia, Asia, Africa, Indonesia, all over the world. Over 40 million plus, 50 million listeners from different, over 12,000 different hosts, over 23,000 different business that have plugged in and other networks. And we give God the praise. We appreciate the excellent job you're doing, and may God forever bless you. Back to you, sir.
Explain that 40 million and 50 million. I want people to understand that.
Well, we have over 40 million listeners from our Blog Talk, as well as other sister networks that have plugged in. Yes.
I understand. Thank you so much. Amen. And every night I'm trying to do the blog. Amen. Why? Because I'm thanking God 1,000 times a day. I might as well show people how I'm doing it. And so I come on the blog line and just do my 1,000 thank yous there, showing people how to thank God 1,000 times. Didn't know when I first started this on that flight coming from Florida back here, that it was going to lead to billions of praises with people all around the world. You can't deny it. God is doing that now all around.